place we're into needs a lot of renovations. And there's the thing. I'm okay at renovations, you know, but my my wife doesn't really know where my capabilities begin and end with the renovations, right? Like, I'll walk in and she's like, "Hey, listen." Yeah. This is exactly what she sounds like. Listen. Yeah. Do you know the window? Yep. Can we do that thing that, you know, they do in the window with the thing around it? You know, around the edges of the window? Like a window frame? Yeah! Yeah, I can do that. Put the beer in the fridge, because this is going to take like 5 minutes. Let's do this! But before you do that, can you just move that wall over like 12 inches? What's the matter with you? This is way beyond my cap. Move a wall? 12 inches? Way beyond what I could do. I asked a friend of mine who had, he did some rentals on his place. And I said, "Hey, can I ask you something? Who did your rentals? Are you happy with them? Can you recommend them? Can you help me out here?" And he goes, "Yeah." He goes, "We got some renovation stuff done. We hired this East Indian construction team. Right? They came in, did the work on time, on budget. I can't say enough good things. Super happy." I'm like, "Okay." Any drawbacks? And he goes, "Well," he goes, "language is a bit of a barrier. Because one guy speaks English pretty good, and he kind of fires out the commands for everybody else, and that's how the whole ship runs." And I'm like, "But you'd recommend them?" He goes, "Absolutely." So we hire these guys on. It's exactly what he says. Exactly what he says, right? One guy in there firing out the commands. The ship is running good. Except, like an hour into the day, this guy's cell phone goes off. I see it out in the distance. I'm actually looking right at him, and there's a big panicked phone call. And then he hangs up, and he comes running over to me in a complete panic, going, "Hey, boss, listen. I got water main break downtown, right? Everything flooding. Water running floor to floor, right? Got to go shut water main off, right? This is Sanjeet. Any problem you're having it, Sanjeet fix it this way, that way, whichever way you want to get the Sanjeet fix it." And boom, he's gone. Gone. Doesn't take Sanjeet long to run into trouble. It's like 7 minutes. Comes running over. "Boss, listen. Got a pit in the crossbeam near Vando Dre for no way, right? Got a certain insulation there, got the feet line there, got the drive ball there, poke it out on the side, eh? Got no ball way there, got that, got the deep feet on that side or that side. Which way you want to do it? We do it. Same thing." Show me what you're talking about, because I'm not quite following. So he takes me to the entrance of the house, and we had wanted one little flush to the ceiling, little puck light, real cute little puck light. He's installed 8 of them in a circle, like we were going to be putting in a transporter. And I'm trying to stay positive. I mean, first off, nice work. Flush, very cylindrical, very nice finishing. But you have 8 lights in a circle, and we just want 1 light in the middle.
"Oh, right, boss. Okay, buddy. Okay, don't want 8 lights, want 1 light, right? Go down up there, cross beam near Vando, they go away. Go this here, all right, there, go to the pass light, they pass this road over that day. We go to the fish line down there, they don't want the thing, we don't know how we did, we do it one way or that way. Which way you want to do it? We do it, same thing."
Eight's good.